Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11709. Matthew Stevens seeks a special use exception for a garage studio apartment, section 115-23C6 of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the east side of Atlanta Road, approximately 160 feet north of Craft Road. The 911 address is 18921 Atlanta Road, Bridgeville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 131, Map 12, Parcel 45.02. Again, it's a special use exception for a garage studio apartment. The proposed garage studio apartment per the floor plan is 615 feet, so no variance is required per the submission. Received no letters in support. We received one letter in opposition. It is, I'm going to say Susan Gary and Karen Galloway. This is a letter in opposition to the special use exception for a garage studio apartment. According to the definition, the garage studio apartment reads not more than 800 square feet in total area and does not include duplexes. This pole barn was erected for the sole purpose of the above to live in as a home, since it is two stories and the garage is only half of the downstairs. The property is only 9 acres. I feel this should have been addressed before it was constructed. Before we even built our barn, we had to get permission, not after it was constructed. Also, there are no stairs or escape route from the upstairs, as there is a double door with no stairs or steps to the outside. You can see in the enclosed photos. In the summer, he lives in the camper shown on the pole barn, by the pole barn. This is definitely not the type of home we ever expected to be built for their $450,000 home. And they did include photos, and I will send that down if you would like.
If you would, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Matthew Brian Stevens, 14375 Haven Road, Bridgeville.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, just so the board knows, I've got a conflict of interest on this one. If there's any legal questions that the board has, maybe best to defer action and direct those to Vince Robinson.
All right. Thank you for that.
Step aside.
All right. Thank you, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is Matthew Stevens. I'm representing myself. I'm the landowner. I'm asking for the special use exemption for a garage studio apartment, living space requirement, actually, for the cooking area. Everything within this would not adversely affect, actually, the property and neighboring areas. Everything within the building itself and the property itself, I've already had everything permitted, inspected, and approved. I've actually utilized this as a temporary. It's not going to be the future. It's not going to be. I'm currently living east of Bridgeville, off of Haven Road, and I'm currently selling that house. And this will be just a temporarily a living space for my erection of my main house, which I have a Denrec. On the septic plans and the septic layout, I have the future four-bedroom house, which is over a 3,500 square foot house proposed for that property, which I'll be erecting it or applying for in a future, reasonable amount of time, future endeavor. But I have, as stated, this is especially for the garage studio, so I have for extended living space. Okay. And that's actually the floor. That's all I have.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't have prepared speech for this. Sorry.
Is that your house in the background?
Mr. Workman's at.
Is that your house in the background? There's a garage. Is that the one you're talking about?
He might want to see the photos, so he can really
answer that question. I did not see these photos. I don't know anything about the...
Take a look at her, so he can answer those questions.
No, that is the...
Sir, do you want to go back up there by the mic, so which we can make it part of the record?
And then the next page, the next picture.
Next picture.
Is that the barn you're talking about now?
Roger, yes. Oh, and this is the two-story pole building. I had erected and has a certificate of occupancy for. I have all the electrical, plumbing, septic, well, permits approved and already on the property. Mm-hmm. The structure has actually been on the property for over a year and a half now, without any exceptions, without any complaints. It's on over 9 acres It's almost 10 acres worth of land.
So is that house in the background yours too?
That is not. That is not. That's Mr. Calloway's.
That's not part of the property then?
No, it is not. That was actually the original property. It was subdivided. That's approximately a 12-acre lot behind me with horse farm. Mine is, I do have the tax maps. Mine is actually in front of his. It's approximately, 10 acres is 425 by 1,000-foot square or rectangle in front of that property as shown on the photos.
Okay, you can get that back to
me. Actually,
like I said, I'm currently not living in the trailer next door. I have it stored there next.
Sorry, let me get it back in front of this. I'm not living on the property at this time. Okay, until I start construction, hopefully, on this main building.
And then you will be, but at this time?
I wanted the exception for the the living space.
Okay.
As a temporary apartment. I mean, building was, like I said, within a reasonable amount of time. My main house, which is over 3,500 square foot, proposed. Of course, I have to get that all. I have to sell my existing house first.
Okay.
So. You sold it from me?
Not yet, I haven't.
So you put your house where the garage is at?
On the other side of the driveway, I do have a layout. My septic plan layout for the plot plan and in total of the property, which I already had approved by Denrec. And actually, the standard septic is actually sized for both structures. It is the well as well. So everything has been approved for actually the two dwellings that are improved dwellings on that property.
On this print, you have your future four-bedroom home. That's a new one, right?
Correct.
And then you got proposed pole building with bathroom and shower?
Well, that is the actual structure.
That's the building we're talking
about.
Yes,
that was done prior to, I think it was approximately 2 years ago when I did applied for the septic plan for Denrec.
Okay.
Yeah. Any further questions?
No, I have another question.
Mr. Baker?
Yeah. That trailer sitting out beside there, you've been living in that, you said?
No, negative, no.
Someone say that?
No. Well, that's the first time I heard of someone
saying that
I was living out there. I've, of course, taken my scouts. I'm a scout master, so I use my property out there to put up tents and such. But, I mean, no, I have not been living in there. I have my current residence is 14375 Haven Road, Bridgeville, Delaware.
Okay.
I have, on my record, is two pieces of property within Delaware. There's two property.
So you built this?
Okay. I had it built by Garrett.
You built this house. What we're looking at.
Oh, the pole barn. Yes, sir.
Pole barn. Okay, as a pole barn or as any
It's an improved pole building, and I have had all those interior permits, the electrical, the plumbing, everything. Yeah, and this was my last one. I didn't realize right up front. Then I'm asking for the special exemption for this living space.
This is after the fact.
For the living space, yes, sir.
Okay, that's what I was getting at.
Okay.
Mr. Edson, any questions?
How long has the building been there?
It's over a year and a half. The structure has been on the basically completed on the property.
So was it 2014 or 2015?
No, it was. I think it was actually midway through 13.
Okay. When it was originally built, did you have plans to put a studio apartment in?
Not entirely, no, but it's kind of evolved to that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Ms. Cornwell, do we have a drawing or a survey of the property?
We do not.
So one wasn't submitted with the application?
No, and again, since there are no variances requested, we don't always get a survey for the application.
Okay.
Most we have closest to a survey is the septic feasibility study showing both buildings on the site.
Okay, so we do have something with...
Yes.
Okay. Is that something you submitted tonight?
We actually have a copy of that in our file. I don't know why it was not copied for you, so I do apologize for that, but you do have that currently.
Okay. If there's no other structure on the property, then why is this a request?
For a garage studio apartment?
Yes.
He's being proactive and asking for it now, so when he does build the house, and then there will be a second living structure on the property at that time. Because at the point in the future when he has his house, then he will have this, and he would have to come to the board anyhow to ask for the garage studio apartment. So he's being proactive before the house is built to ask for a second for the garage studio apartment.
Okay.
So as it stands now, is he permitted to have this?
As it stands now, yes, he is. The minute he builds his house...
Then he's not.
Then it would be a second dwelling unit on the property, and he would need the special use exception.
To come back, yeah.
So at some point, he's going to need the special use exception. He's just coming to the board ahead of time.
Good thing to do.
Mr. Stevens, this picture that I'm holding here shows a structure that certainly isn't as pretty as your pole building. Is that the neighbor's that...
Oh, yeah, actually, that is mine that I built. It's under 500 square feet. It's just a shed I put installed in the back.
Okay, but that's yours?
Roger.
Okay, yes. I assume that it was part of this house? No,
Other Calloway? No.
Okay. And I didn't mean anything derogatory.
Not a problem, sir.
Your pole building's a very nice looking building. The opposition in their letter had stated... Yes. Something in regard to a second floor, no access, and so on and so forth. So just to make the record straight.
Okay.
This apartment, if you will, garage studio apartment, that is in this structure, is on the first floor. Is that correct? Or is it on the second floor?
It's the second.
It is on the second floor. Okay. But you have the proper... it meets the fire codes and all the building codes as far as...
Oh, yes. I have all the permits, inspections, and everything to go along line with the insulation, the electrical, plumbing, CO, everything.
All right. And in your opinion... with the type of surroundings in the properties adjacent and nearby, is it your opinion that your request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
It will not. No, okay. No, sir. I mean, I believe the opposition thinks that it's going to stay as is, which it's not. I have plans for, like I said, a 3,500 plantation style house that I plan to put on there. Two story plantation. So I mean, which would match well with property and well with the adjacent properties. They haven't come to me personally and asked me that. I do have one of my neighbors in the audience here with me.
What do you plan on building your main building?
I think that we should probably note for the record, we've all looked at those pictures, and if you didn't know that there was a dwelling inside this pole building, you might not otherwise know there was one.
That's true.
Right.
I can only go along with that.
And in regard to the mobile home, or not the mobile home, the travel trailer, you've stated that you have not lived in it, and we understand that. It could be the opposition's, you've been inside the travel trailer.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. And so that could be confused, perhaps, that you were living there. Okay. No other questions.
All right. Hearing no further questions?
I've got one question.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Rickard.
When do you plan on building the main?
Within about a year, year and a half.
That's when you're laying the foundation for
it. Yeah, I want to say I have to yeah, I said go over the plans, go over everything, all the ones I wanted to find a builder appropriate to me, yes.
What impact would this have on you if we let it as a garage and let's say the board turned it down? What would you do with that building since you had it all planned out all this time? Would that be a big hardship on you?
Somewhat, but as anything, I have to go with what the board decision is. So, I'll have to play that on by ear. It will cause a little bit in some of my plans, and probably time frames if rejected.
Okay, you answered that question. Thank you.
Mr. Burke.
Yes, you have one set of steps. That's all you have.
Interior, yes, sir.
Nothing outside?
So I'm not
one way in, one way out?
Well, at the moment, no. That's why I had the door on the back. I just haven't had the chance to put the stairs on
I think by far more you have to have another set of steps, right? Another exit.
Yes, that's why, like I said, getting those were the doors, but I just haven't had time to
put the deck. Before you move in, you have another set of steps.
Roger,
there.
Yes,
another
yes, exit. Sir. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely.
So you had to have another exit out of
yes.
the building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No other questions.
You don't have a certificate of occupancy yet?
For the original structure, yes, I do. But
for the apartment?
Yes. No, apartment, no.
No.
But the, for the...
For the pole building, yes.
Yes.
I
understand.
No other questions.
Ms. Cornwell.
Just for clarification, if once the house is constructed and he moves into the house, the maximum area he could use for the garage studio apartment is 800 square feet, so a portion of the second floor would not be able to be used as the apartment. As it is proposed now, it's perfectly fine because it would be the main living house on the property. It's when the house converts, when the main house is constructed, that the maximum 800 square feet is going to come into compliance. So you just need to be very aware that you're gonna have to do something to block off either the second floor as part of the garage studio apartment, or do something to make it sure it's only 800 square feet.
But is he
it can't be finished and utilized.
No.
Right.
No.
Right.
It can remain with nothing in it, and it's not a
part. And just for the record, this is will not be utilized as an apartment for future use.
Right.
It would just be
storage.
Storage, it'll be a finished area, and that's it.
A good, nice doghouse?
Yeah. Basically, game room,
man cave.
Whatever, yeah. But it will not be subdivided, will not be used for rental, will not be used for apartment, anything of that nature. So
I think what Ms. Cornwell is saying is that you can use it for an apartment if you so choose. In fact, you could, you're only asking for 615 square feet. It could be finished up to 800 square feet
for that purpose.
Yes,
okay, right.
So I'd like to know your options are out there. You can use it.
Okay.
You just couldn't do the whole.
The whole. Upstairs. Well, okay. Right. Okay. I'll have to block it off.
Could become in the future an issue.
Okay.
But as proposed currently, it's not a problem.
Awesome.
All right, sir. All right, then. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Would you wish to speak, sir? In his favor? If so, you please come forward and be sworn in. Now you got to get Mr.
You can come on.
Come in.
You go out there and hear the record. Yeah.
In this application before the board, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God?
Yes.
Thank you.
And what is your address?
18771 in Atlanta Road.
I don't know.
Where you?
Thank you.
Mm. And your name again, please?
John.
Thank you.
Okay, sir, you're in favor of this application?
Yes. This property adjoins ours. We have a 48-acre horse farm.
Okay.
Since he started construction on the building and purchased it, he came over and introduced himself.
Mm-hmm.
No problems. Upstanding guy. I have no problem with anything that he wants to put on there.
Thank you, sir. I'm sure we appreciate that. Then,
I have one question.
Yes.
In your opinion, would this, his request substantially affect adversely the uses of your property or any other property?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you again, sir. Is there anyone else here in favor? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has stated that he does not believe that the request would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. He has a witness that next door that says that he does not feel that the same, that it will not substantially affect adversely uses of his property or other neighboring properties. And we did not hear any testimony to the contrary, so I make a motion we approve case number 11709.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second that.
Both of you, which one here? All right, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11709. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11709 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.